Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom, 107.5 FM, KPYG Cayucas, 94.9, KPIG.com, and right now it's time for all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now with Travis T. Hip.
Well, reassurance is always better than nothing, and Leon Panetta, our Secretary of Defense, has assured us that the continued killing of NATO and U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan by their trainees is not going to in any way derail the mission of the Americans in Afghanistan, which is still apparently the establishment of an independent and capable military force to back up a government that nobody believes is really going to be able to survive. Either way, the latest referral is of the three people killed yesterday on one day, two Brits and one American killed in various engagements around. But it appears that the people inside the Afghan military are beginning to crack and go over to the other side, where they essentially kill their trainers in the military exercises we're engaged in. Baghdad will not offer up a resolution asking for Bashar Assad to step down. They apparently were going to carry the ball for that at the Arab League meeting coming up. Now they have said that they will not do so, that they would rather have Assad in position and much changed in his form of government, but they will not lead an anti-Assad jihad at the Arab League's meeting coming up, which means essentially that nobody is ready to step up and do anything about Syria, where the numbers now crunch at around 10,000 people in 1 year killed in the action. Today is the big day for the debate over the constitutionality of the Obama health care plan. The idea here is that the government cannot require you to purchase anything in the private sector, which in this case is an insurance policy. Without that, without the mandatory inclusion in everybody in the game, it won't work. So the big argument today, and it's going to take 6 hours, is going to be whether or not the U.S. government can require something of this nature. The question of taxes, whether this was a tax or a penalty, was settled pretty much yesterday in a debate, although no conclusions have been drawn, and we won't see the decisions being laid down on this case until late June, probably. NASA, oh Lord, man, sometimes I wonder, other times I'm sure. NASA has launched 5 rockets from Virginia, which will at various elevations explode, releasing a traceable material of some nature. Don't know what it is, but the idea here is to blow these things up and then observe the material as it flows around within weather system, the special train of weather that comes across the United States. The Gulf Stream is one side that's in the oceans, but either way, the NASA is trying to put something, some chemical of some sort, into the atmosphere at 5 different levels in order to be able to observe the wind currents of the jet stream. That's what I was trying to think of. It is, once again, for those of us who remember the Van Allen belt with a certain fondness, it's always suspicious when NASA is trying to think of new things to do to stay in business. And the Obama meeting in Seoul is moving forward. He is taking a very strong position on recommending that the stockpiles of highly enriched nuclear fuel and material being held around the world by different nuclear nations all should be eliminated. Take it down. Remove the material, boil it down, and turn it into nuclear fuel rods. But the idea that there are perhaps 1,800 missiles on our side, a likely number of similar in Russia and all over the rest of the map, China, Israel, Pakistan, etc., that all of those countries should do what Mexico just did, which is eliminate all of the nuclear high-resolution materials. And it can be done, and for the general survival of the world at large, Obama is trying to sell a concept that maybe it would be a good idea to do that. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Tuesday. Stay tuned.